USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Hunter Biden has pleaded not guilty to federal tax charges after a judge rejected a proposed plea deal. Prosecutors and defense lawyers tried to put together a revised plan deal after a disagreement over the original. The original plea deal appeared to fall apart after the judge asked prosecutors if it provided immunity for any future charges related to Hunter Biden's business dealings. After the prosecutor said it did not, defense attorney said there was no deal. Lawyers had reportedly agreed to a revised deal, but the judge says she was not ready to accept it. Both sides were asked by the judge to file briefs explaining the legal structure of the new plea deal. Authorities in North Carolina say three Marines who were found dead in a vehicle at a gas station died from carbon monoxide poisoning. Autopsies were performed Wednesday after the bodies were discovered over the weekend in Hempstead, not too far from Camp Lejeune. A former intelligence officer turned whistleblower says Americans are being kept in the dark about UFOs. In a testimony before Congress yesterday, David Grush said the U.S. government is covering up a program that collects and reverse engineers UFOs and has found non-human biologics at crash sites. He says he interviewed officials with direct knowledge of the program. Grush also accused the military of misappropriating funds to shield the operations from Congress. Meanwhile, ex-Navy pilot told lawmakers he and dozens of other pilots have observed UFOs carrying out unexplained maneuvers. You can no longer use MasterCard to buy cannabis products. The company is telling financial institutions it no longer is allowing marijuana purchases on its debit cards. A MasterCard spokesman said that the federal government considers cannabis sales illegal, so these purchases are not allowed on our systems. USA News.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now they're SkyRizi. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
More than 100 million Americans are under heat alerts today.
Record-breaking temperatures will continue in the Southwest because of the heat dome that has parked itself over the region, and that blistering heat is also now invading the Midwest, pushing afternoon highs above 100 degrees. Forecasters are warning that the heat and humidity could last for days. Cities like St. Louis, Wichita, and Kansas City will roast in temperatures 10 to 20 degrees above average. The heat wave will also affect the northern part of the country this week, with New York City expecting record highs in the upper 90s on Thursday and Friday. I'm John Schaefer.
An Ohio canine officer is being shown the door after his police dog attacked an unarmed truck driver.
Reports indicate the black man had his hands up after a highway chase. The now former Circleville, Ohio police officer is Ryan Speakman. A use of force review appeared to clear him of all wrongdoing, but the Circleville Police Department fired him anyway. Effective immediately. The local Black Lives Matter chapter was still planning to protest outside Circleville's police department on Saturday. I'm Ryan Daniels.
An Arizona teenager who went missing nearly 4 years ago is safe. Officials said yesterday, 18-year-old Alicia Navarro recently showed up at a police station in Montana. Back in 2019, the then 14-year-old girl vanished from her Glendale, Arizona home, sparking a major search. Navarro has been reunited with her family. Lance Pry, USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.